What's up, guys? I am so excited to be here and talk to y'all again. I'm talking about be here like I'm not at home. So what's up, y'all? I'm so excited. So it's so much going on. Let me start by saying this. I finished school. Last week was my last week in school, and I'm ecstatic. To God be the glory. God is good. He's faithful. Like, he's amazing. He blew my mind with the first degree, and he blew my mind again. Like, I literally have completed my master's program. So I have a master's in social work, and I'll be like a limited licensed therapist. So God is good. That's where I've been, y'all. So it's been a lot going on. That's one of the things, but I'm not going to talk your ears off. I'm not going to talk your ears off, but what I do want to talk about is comparison. And I was thinking about comparison earlier, and I was thinking about how we compare ourselves. Oftentimes, we compare ourselves to others, you know, even on Instagram. I'm like a social media head, love social media. But when I get on Instagram, I realize that I'm often comparing myself to people. And it's not intentionally, but it's subconsciously, right? So when I was thinking about that, I thought about this song title that Jonathan Gabrinos has, and it says, "Comparison Kills." Comparing yourself to people, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's okay to do. Sometimes it can still be healthy. But when you do it to a point where it's constant, you find yourself picking at yourself. You're looking at certain body parts. You're looking at certain muscles. You're looking at the way that somebody else is built, and you want to know, why am I not built like that? If not, why am I not? I'm going to look like them. You know what I mean? So I learned that with me, that's how it was. It wasn't intentional, because thank God I was raised in a family where my mom was always like, we don't keep up with the Joneses. You know, so I wasn't, that wasn't my thing. But what I realized is that, because at one point I was going to the gym, and I'm back going to the gym, but I started following all these fitness pages. And I would see these guys with these big muscles, and everybody got muscles everywhere. And I'm like, okay, that's what I want to be like, right? So it went from that's what I want to be like to why don't I look like, right? And it was so crazy to where I had to start unfollowing these pages, because it started being crazy. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you comparing yourself to these people? Number one, if this guy is 6'1", he got a 12 pack, I'm never going to be 6'1", right? I'm never going, well, maybe I could have a 12 pack, but I'm never going to be 6'1". So I had to realize that, like, you have a different body image than they do, right? I'm a little short. So certain things is just not going to ever add up. So why am I comparing myself to it? And we do this subconsciously sometimes, you know, like we want to be what's accepted. We want to look like what's accepted in America. We want to look like what's accepted. We want to look like what's getting the most likes. That's how I want to look. I used to want veneers, and I still do. Like, I wanted veneers so bad to where I like started bleaching my teeth, because I'm like, I want white teeth, right? And I didn't realize that I was comparing myself to people with veneers, right? And it's crazy, because like, I desire to have perfect teeth, want perfect teeth, right? And like I said, I started bleaching my teeth, and I'm like, okay, it looks whiter. Okay, it's not white enough. I'm like, I'm trying to get my teeth to look like veneers, and that's not the goal, right? So what I learned is that you have to be conscious of comparing yourself. Me and my brother, literally, to some people, we look like twins. But we don't compare ourselves to each other. And if I did, I would be an unhappy person, because me and my brother, the closest person to me is my brother. The closest image to mine is going to be my brother. We got the same blood, same genes, all that, you know, same mom and dad, everything. So if my brother and me and I are 100% different, right? You know, we have two different body images, two different body types, right? My brother, he could have a six pack. Me, I probably could have a 4-pack, maybe, right? But I couldn't even compare myself to my brother, because we're different, and we're the closest alike than anybody. And as a regard, so like the closest alike to anybody in this world. So I've learned that you got to be happy with being you. Like, I literally have to be happy being me. And the reason why I say that is because I learned early that you got to be happy in yourself. If you're not happy in yourself, you'll be unhappy. Like, I have to be happy with the body type that I have, the body image that I have, the body build that I have. I have to be happy with that, because if I'm on social media looking at everybody else with six packs and 12 packs and big arms, big legs and all that, that's cool. But if I'm not happy with me, I'm going to always be comparing myself to somebody. And it doesn't have to even be physical. It could be like your characteristics, like mine. Oh my gosh, y'all don't even know this, but I'm gonna talk about it. I used to hate my characteristics. I used to hate the way I walked. I hated the way I talked. I hated using my hands because it's feminine, you know, or I thought it was feminine. I hated the way that I looked walking. It was so bad to where I didn't even want to walk in front of a crowd. Like, if I was in class, I didn't want to get up and walk in front of class because I didn't want them to talk about me or, you know, or my how I carry myself. So I hated that. And then I realized, like, you're comparing yourself to what you think a masculine man looks like, right? You think a masculine man looks like this, so you want to be that. And because you can't be that, you're upset with yourself, right? And then where does that come from? Where does the masculine man image or characteristics come from? Something that we've created. You know, just because you talk with your hands, that don't make me less of a man. You know, because I walk different, you know, that don't make me less of a man. Because my pants are pulled all the way up, that don't make me less of a man. But we, society and our culture has framed us to believe that this is what's acceptable, right? You know, even with the youth that I work with, because of the way I carry myself, a lot of them thought I was, they called an op. They thought I was an op because they like, oh, he going to tell her, he going to do this, he going to do that. And because I'm a therapist, certain things I can't talk about. Like, I can't, you know, like, I can't share certain things. So that's not a concern. But they thought I was like an op because of how I carry myself. Because I don't carry myself with the image that they think, you know, or that they've been used to seeing. So I'm talking about this because I see how much we compare ourselves to the next person, you know? And if I'm always comparing myself to somebody with a 6-bedroom mansion, I'll be unhappy with the 3-bedroom that I have because I'm too busy trying to get what they have, right? And I'm so busy trying to get what the next person has that I don't enjoy what I currently have. And that's not how God wants it. Like, the Bible says, I'm paraphrasing, but it says, be faithful over a few things and I'll make you ruler over many. Be faithful with what you have. You got a regular body type, a regular body frame with like an average, like me, average. Be grateful for what you got. Treat that body good. Right? You know, you got a little bitty house. You got a 1-bedroom apartment. I had a 1-bedroom apartment. I treated my 1-bedroom apartment like it was a mansion because I wanted something bigger. Right? So I had to show God, God, I'm faithful over this. I'm grateful for what you gave me. And then he gave me a 3-bedroom, right? But if I was in that 1-bedroom comparing myself to the next person, I would be unhappy where I was. And then I wouldn't be able to see or appreciate where I was, right? Even, it's so many things that we can look at. You know, we can even look at our cars we drive. We compare ourselves to even people that we like. Oh, bro, I can't wait to get like you. Okay. I'm trying to get like you, but now I'm not even appreciating what I have. So I want to be content with what I have. And then I can shoot for the next thing. And I see why the Bible talks about, you know, having our eyes focused on him. What's the other scripture? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added on, right? So I see why God is saying, seek him, look at him, because all this stuff is temporary. My granddad said, my great grandmother said that we need to wear the world like a loose garment. Wear the world loose. The body, the 6-pack, the muscles I want, that are coming. It's going to go. It's going to come and go, right? That 6-bedroom mansion I want, that's going to come and go too. None of that lasts. All of it's temporary. So you're comparing yourself to the next person, you're missing out on what you currently have. You're missing out on the beauty that you currently have. You're missing out, you know, and you're forgetting to smell the flowers, right? That's my new thing. I want to enjoy where I am. I want to be content with it. I don't want to be complacent, but content. And I'm learning to be content where I'm at. If I'm content, then I'll enjoy, you know, I'll learn how to be happy in a 3-bedroom. And then I'll know how to take care of the 6-bedroom when God blessed me with it. Comparison kills. Look at the little kids. They want to be like what they see on TikTok. Comparison kills. My brother has had waves all his life. Him and my dad both. I've never had waves. I didn't start getting waves till I was probably 24, 25. That's when I probably started getting waves. But I used to always compare myself to my brother, you know, because we're so close in age. Compare my teeth to his, compare my hair to his, my skin to his, my color of my skin to his. And I was so unhappy doing that. But it wasn't all me. I did it because that's what culture showed. That showed that light skin people were in. I was dark skinned. So I didn't have, you know, the popularity that my brother had. You know, crooked teeth are out. So I had crooked teeth, you know. Waves was in. Even now, waves are still in. But that was me comparing myself to my brother because he had everything. So I was looking at him like, oh, I wish I had it. But I was saying I wish I had it so much to where I didn't appreciate what I had, you know. And my granddad talks about this story because he's from down south. He said there would be cows, you know, in the yard. And he would say it was a wire that would electrocute the cows, or not electrocute, but shock the cows, you know, a barbed wire. And he would say that cows, they would have grass, you know, in their yard, and it would be grass on the other side of that. He would say that these cows are crazy enough to put their heads through the fence, get shocked just to eat that grass over there. Now, this is the same grass that's on this side of the fence. And that's how we look. That's what my granddad said. That's how we look. We always want something that we don't have. We always want something that we haven't experienced, right? But we forget we got the same thing over here. The grass that I'm trying to get to, I'm shocking myself to get it. So I'm going through this, going through that to get it. And somebody else wants something I got. But even the grass over there, I got it over here. So it's crazy that, well, we're human. We're human. That's what it is. You know, we're flawed and we don't understand, you know. So that's my thing. I'm learning to like be happy with myself, because the thing about it is, while I'm trying to be like somebody else, somebody's trying to be like me, right? It's a cycle. I noticed that because one of my biggest pet peeves is being ignored. I hate being ignored. If I text you or if I DM you and you ignore me, it's like, all right, bet. So, but while they ignore me, I'm ignoring somebody else. So it's like, it's a big cycle, and we got to do better as people. But the reason why I talk about comparison is because I look at these kids and I look at the little kids, like my niece, and I want her to know, you're fine just like you are, you know? And when you get older and you decide to change some things, cool. Like if I want the veneers and I get them, cool. If I want to change my nose or like put a brand new nose on, cool, right? Not really, but if that's what I want to do, cool. But what I'm learning is it's okay to do, but I don't want to do that because of what I think, you know, is accepted, or because of what I think, you know, somebody else looks better with. So I'm 28 and I'm just now learning that you got to check yourself. When you see yourself comparing yourself to others, you got to check that. And I don't even notice it. It's just, you know, subconsciously. So, like I said, sometimes I have to get off social media because it's like I find myself comparing myself to others who are in a gym, you know, especially because I'm back in the gym. And if I don't see the progress that I see on their page, then it's discouraging. And that's not okay. So, yeah, comparison kills, y'all. And I want y'all to realize that. But I ain't gonna keep talking about it. That was just the little message I had. Don't be comparing yourself. Be satisfied with you. You know? I do appreciate you guys watching my videos. I do appreciate you guys for telling me that you're looking for a video. Shout out to my family who watches. Yeah. So this is agreeing with you. So if you agree, that's cool. If you don't, that's fine too. But I want to make sure I'm not crazy. But that's it, guys. Like, comment, subscribe, like I said earlier. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want to see. You can listen to the podcast or you can watch my YouTube channel where I'm on there. If you want to look at me, that's fine. Get on YouTube and look at me. And say something under the YouTube pictures. I mean, under the YouTube video, so I know who you are and so I know who's watching, right? It's cool to see views, but sometimes I want to know who watched this. So tell me something in the comments that you noticed or that you agree with. And yeah, and I'll see you guys later.